Welcome to episode 17 of the West Shore History Podcast. I'm Sue Harper, your history nerd and host. Forestry-related activity was around long before the Forest Service came along, but it was a pretty low-key casual affair. The first sawmill in what was to become BC was near Esquimalt on Vancouver Island in 1848, run by the Hudson's Bay Company. The first record of a timber lease was in 1865, and it was issued to the BC and Vancouver Island Spar, Lumber, and Sawmill Company Limited. Forest fire awareness came early. In 1907, a poster was produced alerting the public to protect forests from fire. The BC Forest Branch was created in 1912. Over the years, the branch, renamed the Forest Service in 1947, took on responsibility for fighting forest fires. The government also wanted to get full value from the huge number of ancient trees that were being logged, and that meant greater control. Fast forward a few decades, and ranger stations, over 100, had been built all over the province. This is the story of one of them. The ranger station that covered the Langford District was located at 697 Goldstream Avenue, right next to the intersection of Goldstream and Veterans Memorial Parkway. In fact, most don't realize that its location was where Veterans Memorial Park is now situated in Langford. A quick interlude before I continue. As you listen and enjoy this and other West Shore History Podcast episodes, consider becoming a true patron. It's only the price of a cup of coffee and unlocks a multitude of show notes and other historical information right at your fingertips. Recently, Marcus Meyer joined, thanks Marcus, and is enjoying the additional materials. Sign yourself up today and unlock more history. It's easy using the Patreon link provided in the episode description. Now, back to the episode. The Forest Rangers held a multifaceted role in the logging industry and forest fire prevention. The territory of Langford District covered the south end of Vancouver Island from Port Renfrew to Mill Bay. The Ranger Station House in Langford was built in 1937. It was a wood frame construction with shake roofing. The small barn-style white clapboard station was typical of all ranger stations that existed throughout BC, designed by the BC Forest Service. There are many photos of its exterior, interior, and the property on which it was located at BC Archives. Unfortunately, that's all that remains of it. The building was an excellent example of Dutch colonial revival public buildings and typical of an era in which it was built. They were built mainly in isolated and semi-rural areas and were intended to evoke an immediate recognition of the Forest Service's presence and authority in regional forests. The Langford Ranger Station included additional outbuildings constructed at a later date close to the main building. The building had a gambrel-style roof. A gambrel roof is a two-sided roof with two slopes on each side, where the lower slope is steeper than the upper slope. It is most often seen in the 18th century North American Dutch colonial homes. Its unique design provides the benefits of a sloped roof without compromising space inside. Many farms used and still use this style of roof on barns and houses. I'm sure you've seen them, but may not have known what they were called. If you Google gambrel roof, you will see lots of examples. The Ranger Station buildings were originally constructed as an office and supply storage facility for the region's forest ranger, who was responsible for fighting wildfires, logging inspections, and providing an essential link between the Forest Service and the people who utilized provincial forests and lands. The building was listed in the 1982 Our Heritage document, which was an inventory of the old buildings of Colwood, Langford, and View Royal. The Langford District Ranger Station sprang into action on August 10, 1960, when a fire broke out along the Goldstream Road. The bush-eating blaze swept over about 30 acres of grass, bush, trees, on the slope behind the Langford Lake store between Goldstream Road and the Trans-Canada Highway. Men, women, and children from homes along the sides of the Goldstream joined in the battle. Down the hill, towards the 1100 block of Goldstream, marched a solid wall of fire, the flames at times leaping half the height of the trees. Defeat was imminent, but two things happened: the firefighter crew and the wind changed. Fire came within inches of Jim Baines' house, and his daughter, Hazel Baines, had to battle for 3 hours against it with a garden hose. Their efforts saved their dwelling. The center of activity shifted to 1198 Goldstream, home of Mr. and Mrs. Edmund. Their neighbors helped them move every stick of furniture down the 50-yard driveway to safety on the lakeside of the road. Forestry officials said that at the height of the fire, 80 men were on the fire line. Most passersby jumped in to help, but the Rangers made sure there was enough help by conscripting people to fight the fire. Although the fire was eventually contained, the Langford Ranger Station said it was planned to keep at least 30 men on the job all night, together with 4 bulldozers to keep watch. But firefighting wasn't the only thing that happened at the Ranger Station at Goldstream. In 1969, an interview was held with 46-year-old Forest Ranger Marsh Antonelli in The Colonist. He spoke about his time as a ranger at the station. "Sometimes it makes me mad. People seem to think we've got nothing to do but sit around all day once the danger of forest fires are over. I guess it's understandable that people don't know very much about the rest. Believe me, there's never a dull moment. We are responsible to the Vancouver District Chief Ranger, along with chiefs of 4 other major regions." Now that summer was over, he and his staff of 4 assistants had time to catch up on things. "Much of our time is now taken up with new maps and of updating the old ones. These maps show the logging operations carried out in the past year, and we also have to get busy on next year's logging activity. Tools damaged during the summer's firefighting have to be repaired too," the ranger said. "And that's what I mean by tools," pointing to axes, hoses, shovels, sledgehammers, and numerous other tools. "We have more than 5 miles of hoses and equipment for about 300 firefighters. 4 of us have to get the equipment back into top shape before the coming year. This is also time to finish reports. Let me show you what I mean," as he quoted a parade of figures and statistics related to work done. Some of the examples included: he and his staff kept a close eye on more than 80 logging operations in the district. More than 240 million board feet of timber were logged in the district, and each log was measured by the rangers. All logging camps were inspected on regular intervals, some as often as 4 times a month. 37 fires were brought under control. We spent about $11,500 in our firefighting operations. Another activity in the winter was informing the public of the dangers and financial losses caused by forest fires. We go to the schools and try to tell children how important forests are to the general public. We teach them how to prevent fires. Most fires are caused by man: an abandoned campfire, a cigarette, 1 single match thrown away will start a blaze that might destroy hundreds or thousands of acres. If there's ever a slack winter, we paint the buildings, make structural alterations, or add a finishing touch to a job started the year before. Today, there is only 1 old original ranger station known to remain in continuous government operation in British Columbia, and it's located at the 100-mile house on the mainland. The Langford Ranger Station was still active in 1979, but the BC Forest Service underwent a major reorganization soon after. There were 103 ranger stations, which became 36 district offices. The positions of the ranger and assistant ranger ceased to exist at that time. I can only assume that the Langford Ranger Station closed at this time or soon afterwards. The building itself became the West Shore Chamber of Commerce office for a while before the location was purchased by the city and the Veterans Memorial Park was created. The station, I assume, was demolished. Unfortunately, there is no historical recognition, such as a plaque, of its existence and contribution to the area in the park that I can find. A few communities did preserve these treasures and converted them to museums, but the Langford Ranger Station has disappeared into history, which is a shame. Maybe in the future, some acknowledgement of its existence will be erected to let people of today know what was once located at Veterans Memorial Park. Thanks for listening to the West Shore History Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed learning a little bit about the Ranger Station and its operations in and around the area. And I hope you become a patron of the podcast. As I said earlier, it's easy to do. Just check on the link in the episode. Thanks again, and I'll be back soon to give you more interesting episodes of the West Shore's history.